The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Clap tonight. Is that the best you can do? Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. As we go into your word, Father, go with us and let your name be exalted in Jesus' name. Take your seat. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Ongbo, ongbo, ongbo adura. Ongbo, ongbo, ongbo adura. Ongbo, ongbo, ongbo adura. Jesu olura pada. Ongbo adura. Ongbo, ongbo, ongbo adura. Ongbo, ongbo, ongbo adura. Ongbo, ongbo, ongbo adura. Jesu olura pada. Ongbo adura. Ongbo, ongbo, ongbo adura. Ongbo, ongbo, ongbo adura. Ongbo, ongbo, ongbo adura. Jesu olura pada. Ongbo. Before I go into the word quickly, I want to pray for some people here tonight. You have been praying persistently over a particular matter. I want that matter to be settled tonight. There is a particular matter that has mattered to you for too long, and you want God to settle it tonight. There's a grace available in this house tonight to break every yoke and to destroy every hands of the wicked. And I speak to that man, that woman here tonight, that a particular situation has persisted for too long on your prayer point. I speak tonight as a vessel and a servant of God, that tonight marks the end of that situation in the name of Jesus. Tonight marks the end of that situation in the name of Jesus. Tonight marks the end of that situation in the name of Jesus. Whatever was not there from the beginning, whatever was done by the wicked, whatever the wicked planned and executed in your life, I stand in the gap for you tonight. And I pray for you tonight that those issues become a testimony in your two hands. Those issues become a testimony in your two hands. Those issues become a testimony in your two hands. Those issues become a testimony in your two hands. Those issues become a testimony in your two hands. So shall it be. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Give Jesus a big clap as you take your seat. Praise the Lord. Secrets of unending blessings. Secrets of unending blessings. When you say something is unending, it means that thing is continuous. That thing is a continuous thing. And I pray for somebody here tonight that your blessings will be continuous. Your blessings will not be aborted in the name of Jesus. Our God is a God who wants to give us unending blessings. In Proverbs 10 verse 22, the Bible tells me that it is the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and added no sorrow with it. So God's blessings is a continuous blessing, so much so that in the line of that blessing, sorrow is not permitted to enter. It is an unending blessing. It is a blessing that is not aborted. Somebody say unending. Somebody say unending. Somebody say continuous. Your blessings will be continuous. And God is the giver of blessings. According to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 and 2. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 and 2. The Bible says, that it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth. Verse 2. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. Someone say amen. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Go to verse 8 now. Verse 8. The Lord shall command the blessings upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thy hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. So it doesn't mean that you have to be in London before things can be done in your life. It is what God wants to do, and that is blessing. His desire every day, every minute, is to ensure that you are blessed. Is to ensure that you are blessed. And to ensure that that blessing is an unending blessing. Our objective tonight is to see the secret that provokes the blessing. Our objective tonight is to know, what do I need to do to sign up permanently for this unending blessing? And tonight I'll be taking through that for the next few minutes before we go into prayer again. Number one secret of unending blessing is called total obedience. Total obedience. In Job 36 verse 11, the Bible says, if they obey and serve him, they will spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. So our God is a God who responds to obedience. Only the obedient can access the fullness of blessing. The reason why some are blessed for a short time is because their obedience is for a short time. The reason why some are prosperous for a season is because their obedience is just for a season. If your obedience is total and complete, there is no way you will not get the blessing. The man of God, Abraham, was a man of total obedience. In Genesis 22 from verse 1 to 17, the Bible said God did tempt him. And God spoke to him and said, take your son, your only son. And it came to pass after these things that the Lord did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham. And he said, behold, here am I. And he said, take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt sacrifice upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose early in the morning, and saddled the ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave thee. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes, and saw the place afar off. Now, this story is a very interesting story. I'll just paraphrase it. Because of our time, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said, your only son that took you many years before you can have him, I want to ensure that this son is killed now. And he also said, the place where you are going to kill this boy, you have to travel 3 days before you can get there. And the Bible says, immediately in the morning, Abraham saddled his ass and took off. He did not even tell his wife. That is, there are some things God will even tell a man that you cannot even tell your wife. You just go ahead to do what God has told you to do. Because if Abraham had mistakenly told his wife Sarah that God said I should go and slaughter this boy, maybe Sarah would have poisoned him. Maybe Sarah would have carried the boy and run away. And say, I remember the day I was in UITH giving birth to this baby. Do you remember the day I was in Olalu shouting, yay, yay, to give birth to this baby? So I should now, you want to, which God said that? But this man, a spiritual man, an obedient man, a man of in-depth connectivity with heaven, got divine signal. May you get divine signal today. May you get divine signal today. May you connect with divine signal today. May you connect with divine signal today. He took the boy immediately and left to go and sacrifice his boy in obedience. And the Bible says, the boy was asking him, Father, we are going for sacrifice. Where is the goat? He said, God will provide it. And he laid the boy on the platform. and was about to slaughter the boy when an angel appeared and said, stop there. And God said, now I know that you fear me. And an angel of the Lord called upon unto him out of the heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, I want to believe, if he did not say it, shout two times. Maybe he just said Abraham once. Maybe he would have slaughtered the boy. He believed God so much that if the boy's head cut off, God can take the head and look for the neck and merge it together. Remember the story when one of the disciples cut off the ears of that, when they were about to take Jesus. Jesus took the ears and pasted it there like plasticine. Just take it and praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He believed God so much. May you believe God today to obey him. I say, may you believe God enough to obey him. May you believe God enough to obey him. May you believe God enough to obey him. Only the obedient can continue in God's blessings. It is not all those that start with blessing, end with blessing. Yoruba will say, it is not the beginning that matters. It is the end thereof. Ibere osho nise afikini entoba foritido. It's not starting well that matters. It is your continuous obedience. Friends, only fools can walk with God. If you are too wise, you are too calculative. You calculate everything. How can God say this? How can God say that? According to my own knowledge, that's not obedience. Obedience is total. May the Lord give us understanding. I said, may the Lord give us understanding. May the Lord give us understanding. Abraham entered into unending blessing because of his unending obedience. If you remember that before this time, God had been speaking to Abraham before this time on different things. So take your, I think in Genesis 18 or so, verse 1 or thereabout, somewhere around that area, I said, oh yeah, now begin to move. I want to show you another place where you're going to stay. You know, God can, and God appeared unto him in the place of Mamre, and no, that's not the place. Maybe before then or so, thereabout. God was speaking to him and said, now it's time for you to move now, and move out of your father's house and out of your mother's house, and to a place that I will show you. So God is a place. God, that's verse chapter 12. And now the Lord said unto Abraham, get thee, Genesis 12 from verse 1. Now the Lord said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make thee great there. Which land? A land where I've stayed for so long. I should just live there like that. But the Bible says in verse 4, and Abraham departed. Grace to obey God totally, receive tonight. Grace not to use your school sense or your little Bible knowledge to calculate what God is saying per time. Receive that grace to obey God totally in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Friends, one thing I always ask from God always is the grace to always obey his instruction. This ministry is a direct product of obedience. This ministry is a direct product of... My friend said, you must be crazy. You must be crazy. You want to leave all these robust things that you are enjoying in this place to say you want to go into church? You want to go and be a pastor? I know you can never drop your letter. You can never. It's not possible. Nobody can drop letter. And for what? Where is the people? Grace for obedience received tonight in the name of Jesus. Number two secret of unending blessing is called divine guidance. In Psalms 32 verse 8, the Bible says, I will lead you and teach you in the path to follow. I will guide you with my own eyes. So our God is a God that guides. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou should go. Only those that are guided can enjoy the blessings. That's why every day of your life, one thing you must ask God is, God, guide me today. Lead me today. In Isaiah 58 verse 11, Isaiah chapter 58 verse 11, the Bible says there, Isaiah 58 verse 11, and the Lord shall guide thee continually. Let me hear you say amen.
Let me hear you say amen. Amen. And the Lord shall guard thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought. As a result of your guidance, the drought, that's what they call economic recession. He said, because of you, he has guided you, he will ensure that in economic recession, you don't know economic recession. Somebody's here, you will never taste economic downturn all the days of your life. And satisfy thy soul in drought, and make thee fat, and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden. I'm praying for somebody already. I hope that person is not sleeping. I said, thou shalt be like a watered garden. How many of us have been to a watered garden before? Very green, very lovely, very, very wonderful, very nice. I used to keep a farm when I was much younger, where I planted tomatoes and some things, and I used to water it in times of dry season. I wish I still have time for such things now, but praise the Lord. So a green garden, he said, thou shalt be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. Ah, that is the picture of your life. I said that is the picture of your life. Your waters will not fail. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. And the principal thing that God uses to guide us is the Holy Spirit. John 16, verse 13. That's why it's important for you to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. That's why it's important for 16:13. Thank you, Jesus. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. He shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show thee, he will show you things to come. The Holy Spirit is our friend. Holy Spirit, move me now, make my life all again. Spirit, move over me. Spirit, Holy Spirit, come. We are waiting, Lord.
We are waiting, Lord.
Holy Spirit, come.
Holy Spirit, come.
Come and have your will. Holy Spirit is a teacher. One of the principal work of the Holy Spirit is to show you what to do. Your natural intellect cannot tell you what to do. The Bible says there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. The Holy Spirit is what leads us out of the ways of death. When you are led by the Spirit of God, you are spared from death. You are spared from blessings bankruptcy. My prayer for you tonight is that you will not grieve the Holy Spirit. I say my prayer for you tonight is that you will not grieve the Holy Spirit. If you grieve anybody or make anybody annoyed, may you not grieve the Holy Spirit. And the principal thing that makes God to lead you is meekness. In Psalm 25 verse 9, the Bible says, the meek will he guide. Psalm 25 verse 9, the meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his ways. Only the meek can be guided. If you are not humble, you can't be guided. If you are not humble, you see yourself as something, whereas you are a nobody. All our gra is because we still have breath in our nostrils. If the owner of the breath decides to seize the bread, you will see how mundane you are. You will see how small you are. You will see how very, very minute you are. And every day of your life, one thing you must tell God is, God, bestow upon me continually the spirit of meekness. 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 Humility. Humility of heart. Humility of purpose. Only the humble can be led. How many of you can be leading somebody and the person is telling you, no, no, I can't do that. And then you continue to lead. After some time, you abandon the person to perdition. You will not be abandoned. I say you will not be abandoned. I say you will not be abandoned. As the Holy Spirit leads you today, you will not be abandoned. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. The spirit of meekness comes on everyone here tonight in the name of Jesus. Number three secret of unending blessing is called love. Love. Walking in love. Let me put it like that. Walking in love. Walking in love. There are basically two types of love. The first kind of love is called the love of the world. This is what I call the taking love. 1 John 2 verse 15 to 17. 1 John chapter 2 verse 15 to 17. The taking love. This is the kind of love that always takes. It says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but of the world. The world. So what was that place trying to tell us? The world passeth away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Now, go back to verse 16 again. It says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, immorality, evil, anything that makes the flesh feel good, that's the love of the flesh. Anything that makes you feel high, that makes you feel that you are somebody. The lust of the eyes, watching things that don't glorify God. You watch a woman saute, you have almost undressed her while she's standing. She's wearing clothes, but you have removed the clothes technically. And the pride of life. Am I the one as beautiful as this? Who is as handsome as this, as me in this whole church? I look around, I cannot see anybody as handsome as I cannot see anybody as beautiful. That's the pride of life. Say, all these things are not love. They are just things of the flesh. So that's love number one. Love number two is the love of Christ, which is the giving love. John chapter 3 verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. This kind of love is the giving love. It's a selfless love. The first one is a selfish love. It's the kind of love that wants to sleep with you before the person goes to your family to ask for your hand in marriage. That's what they call selfish love. It's the love that wants to have carnal knowledge of you before the time. That's what they call selfish love. It's an impatient love. I want it now. Give it to me now. I will never. And then you say, there's no man again. Let me just do it so that. That's a selfish love. But this love, the love of God we are talking about, is a love that is very tender. It's a giving love. It never thinks of what to get. Always thinking of what to give. Always thinking of what to give. Always thinking. In Deuteronomy 6 verse 5, the Bible says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. So we are expected to love God. Once you love God, you have signed up for unending blessings. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9, for eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has he come to the heart of man, what God has in store for them that love him. Your love for God is your ticket to blessings. Once you continue to love God and love his people, definitely you have signed up for an ending. Number four, ticket or secret to an ending blessing is called passion for God. Passion for God. Your passion affects your portion in life. Your passion for God affects your position on earth. Every man of passion, every woman of passion for God is a man or a woman that has a position on earth. In Psalms 35 verse 27, Psalms 35 verse 27, especially the B part of that place, Psalms 35 verse 27, it says, let the Lord be magnified, which had pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. That his servant there is talking about those that have passion for him. God delights in your blessings, and he delights in you accessing blessings. Anyone who favors God's cause on earth is a candidate for unending blessings. To favor the cause of God on earth is to have a ticket for endless blessings in life. Your passion for God, your passion for God's house, your passion for the kingdom of God is your ticket. That's what I'm training with today. Endless passion, endless desire, endless passion, endless until you have a passion for God, you don't have a portion in life. Life is a continuous struggle. I don't know what somebody who is not married yet is doing with his life. If somebody who is already married with children has time for God, somebody that is not married has no responsibility, says there's no time for God. Your time now is for God. He's your husband, he's your friend, he's your boyfriend, he's your girlfriend, he's your everything. You give everything to him. You give every, your heart is to pant after him every day. If your desire is to access unending blessings, please have passion. Have passion for God. Have passion for God. There's nothing God cannot give you. There's nothing God, there's no evil that God cannot terminate in the life of a man if you have passion for God. Look at the life of Anna, for example. Anna was trusting God to have a son. And the Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 10 that she was in bitterness of soul and was crying to God. God, give me a son. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept. Verse 11. And she vowed a vow. That was what changed her life. She said, I have passion for God. If God can give me this son, I will lend this son unto God. I will give him to God. And the Bible says, immediately he said that, there was a termination of barrenness. Instantly as she got back home, she and her husband had some time together, and instantly she got pregnant. God said, I can't resist women who have passion for me. Women of those days, they spend most of their time in the house of God. They spend most of their time loving God and serving God and just. But women of nowadays, our mind is on things, worldly things, things that are not mundane things, things that are ephemeral, things that cannot take us to anywhere. But I pray that tonight, God is going to change somebody's heart in the name of Jesus. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 27 and 28, the Bible says that God blessed this woman and gave her the son Samuel. 1 Samuel 1, 27. For this child I prayed, and the Lord had given me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore also, I have lent him unto the Lord as long as he liveth. He shall be lent to the Lord. And he worshipped the Lord there. May God give you the grace to have passion for him. I say, may God give you grace to have passion for him. Quickly tonight, what are the signs of passion for God? Number one, signs of passion for God. Desire for his presence. You desire to be in God's house always. You are not being begged or coerced to be in church. You desire his presence always. Number two, sign of passion for God is consistent word study. Consistent, anybody you see that studies the word often has passion. It's a sign that you have passion for God. When you are too far away from the Bible, it's a sign that there's no passion in your heart. Either studying the word, listening to tapes, listening to messages. I don't really respect Christians that have more clothes than messages. Because it means that you have more value for earthly things than eternal things. Your cupboard, your number of clothes, no matter how much it is, shouldn't be as much as the number of books and the number of spiritual materials that you have that goes into your spirit. See, sign of passion for God is desire for consistent service in his house. When you have passion for God, you're almost in like 3-4 departments at the same time. You are in sanctuary. You are in choir. You are in drama. You are in children's church. You are almost because of your passion. Your passion. Your passion. Your passion. Your passion. Your passion. Your passion for God. Number four, sign of passion for God is desire for praise and worship. You have a very high desire to praise God all the time. Even very soon, even if you are not into singing ministry, songs begin to come to you because of your passion to worship God. You spend quality time in worship. And of course, if you have passion for God, you have desire for soul winning and soul winning projects. Every man or woman that has passion for God has desire for soul winning and soul winning projects. Example, Operation Compel. If you have a desire, you have passion for God. This is to let you know if you really have passion for God. You can't have passion for God and you see people that are in sin and you are not speaking to them about Jesus. Once you see somebody who is a sinner, your heart wants the person to draw to God. You want to rescue the person because we are all on a rescue mission. The Bible says we are in a ministry of reconciliation. And number what now? Number six, sign of passion for God is tireless giving. You are always giving. You are always giving. 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 It shows that you have a desire for God. And of course, you have a buoyant prayer life. A buoyant prayer life. Your consistent desire to be in prayers is a sign that you have a desire for God. Your consistent prayer life. Your heart is all, you always want to pray. There are times I've been in prayers that I have to force myself to go and sleep. I say, God, please just let me sleep. Just let me go and rest. Because of the level of intimacy, because of the communion that was going on. That times I've entered my bedroom and my wife will look at the time and say, you are just coming into this room at this time. Because of intimacy with God. Spend more time in the place of prayer with God. Spend more time in the place of prayer with God. Some days ago, yesterday I was listening to a message by our father in the Lord, Baba E. Adeboye. He said he likes to pray sometimes beside the sea. He said, after he has walked and walked and walked, his leg becomes very hot. So he will go near the water so that the water from the sea can splash on his leg. So that the leg can cool down. I was charged. So I will pray and pray and pray. I will be walking around the seaside just praying. And after some time, my leg will be so hot. I will go let water just splash on my leg small so that this leg can cool down small. New desire for prayer comes for somebody here today. New desire for prayer comes for somebody here today. And number five, secret of unending blessing, and I think I better stop here so that we can have more time to pray, is the Holy Communion. The Holy Communion is the bread of blessing. In 1 Corinthians 10 verse 16, explains to us what the Holy Communion is. It's not a ritual. This is the Bible calls it the cup of blessing. It says the cup of blessing which we bless. How many of you have noticed that before the Holy Communion is served, I normally bless it. That this cup is blessed. Now, that's what we are doing here. According to the scriptures, the cup of blessing which we bless. It is not the communion. Is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? That's the question. Don't you know that is the communion I'm talking about? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? That is, the every time you partake in this bread and wine, you are partaking in the cup of endless blessing. Every time you eat the bread, every time you drink the wine, you are drinking in blessing. And I pray for somebody here tonight. Grace to drink into endless blessing. Receive it in the name of Jesus. 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 So Wednesday service, when we normally share the bread, particularly, is not a service that is optional. That's why I tell you, when you are coming from work, come straight to the church, so that you can be a partaker of the cup of blessing. My prayer for everybody here tonight is that this body and blood of Jesus will answer his name in your life tonight. I say it will answer for his name in your life tonight. It will bring forth itself as a cup of blessing for you tonight. In the name of Jesus. From tonight, everybody here is entering into endless blessings. That grace for endless obedience comes for you today. That grace for passion for God comes for you today. That grace to love God tirelessly every day of your life, receive in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Rise up on your feet tonight.
Wow, I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.